Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Finish the Race, Prepare for the Winning Kick. In this session, we'll be looking at Acts chapter 16, verses 16 to 35, Revival at Midnight. How many of you love Jesus? How many of you know Jesus? How many of you have heard about Jesus? How many of you don't know who Jesus is? How many of you are thinking, what is this crazy preacher talking about? Can you praise God in difficult circumstances? Job said in Job 13:15, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Why is this important? When God demonstrates His power, it is often in a difficult situation or an impossible situation. No circumstance can stop His power. Even in the darkest hour, God is greater than our situation. And we live in a time of darkness. It's easy to get occupied by just getting through life. We can get away from a close walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord can bring revival to this land or to you. Acts chapter 16, verses 29 to 31. Just let's talk about it. Let's talk about the passage. Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune-telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation." And she did this for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out that very hour. But when her masters saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. And they brought them to the magistrates and said, "These men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city, and they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe." And then the multitude rose up together against him, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them secure. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. I mean, they were as secure as they possibly could be in there. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. You see, terrible situation. They were arrested, they were abused, they were beaten, they were thrown in prison, they were securely put in there with their feet in stocks and with chains, however they would hold them in there. But instead of sitting there all depressed and upset, they were praying and they were singing hymns to God. And all the other prisoners were paying close attention to what they were doing. Praise is essential to revival, corporately or individually. Look at Psalm 40. Verses 2 and 3, David, "He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God." Praise is essential. Prayer is essential to revival. It's one of the most important of spiritual disciplines, and yet the most difficult to maintain. In the garden, Jesus said, "Watch and pray." 2 Chronicles 7:14, Solomon. He said, if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. So praise is essential to revival. Prayer is essential to revival. Surrender is essential to revival. Paul and Silas were praising God in their situation. They weren't complaining about the circumstances that they found themselves in. Let's continue with our story. Verse 26, as they were there singing praises, everybody was listening, suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, do yourself no harm, for we are all here. And then he called for a light, ran in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And so they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. Sharing the gospel message is essential to revival. Paul seized the opportunity when it was presented. He gave witness to the jailer and to his household members. Listen, tell what God has done for you through Christ. Any way, any time, anywhere. Look at verse 32. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately he and all his family were baptized. So, praise is essential to revival. Prayer is essential to revival. Surrender is essential to revival. Sharing the gospel message is essential to revival. And God's word is essential to revival. Guilt of sin can come to a person and the person still not know what to do with it. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Verse 34 of our story. Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all of his household. Revival. Because Paul and Silas were obedient. They praised God. They prayed. They shared the good news. They surrendered themselves. They shared God's word. What about you? You think about all that, and you have a great day.